to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. One thing that's always a bit audacious, perhaps, is I'm never going to do such and such. It's almost like a challenge to the universe to do everything it can to get you to do it. So in the following little talk, when I say never, I have to understand that it's in a softer sense than that, understanding that with the very best of intentions, and you know, we do have the best of intentions, but with the very best of intentions, sometimes we slip up and we find ourselves doing what in our wiser frame of mind we know isn't the best thing to do. I also want to distinguish between what are feelings that we have and what are just thoughts that arise. And willfully or deliberately choosing to go down a certain pathway of thought. And pathways of thought lead to pathways of action, of speech and then of action, physical action. So we have to understand never in what I'm going to say here as a soft never, not a hard never. A never that makes some allowance for our humanity. This is a time when some of us have noted particularly strong and rapid fluctuation of what I think of as mind shadows. Passing doubt and despondency is what it really is. Maybe that's just with one person or a few people. Maybe it's just me. But I think it's more general. And that's the context, the general context in which I'm going to give a little list of nevers. Remember, soft nevers, not hard nevers. The first never is, never doubt your own or someone else's capacity to change for the better. Another way to put this is never doubt your own or someone else's capacity someone else's potential for enlightenment. Or very simply, don't underestimate yourself or other people. I've often said the biggest mistake that one can make as a priest is to underestimate other people's capacity, other people's potential. Now, this is a particularly challenging never because the deep habit energy of our karma tends to run very much in the direction of self-doubt and self-judgment. But again, remember that I'm talking in particular about going along with something that in some way one knows isn't good to go along with. You know, it's one thing to have the passing thought, oh, what an idiot I am. It's another thing to stop there and build a whole gloomy picture on the basis of that. Or to think that's about someone else. Oh, what an idiot someone so-and-so is being. As Rev. Massey used to say, when we catch that thought, let it go right on by into the garbage can. Don't stop there and build on it. And of course, it doesn't really originate in that thought. It originates in something more subtle. And the more we can catch that subtle mind shadow of doubt, the better chance we have of really working on this particular never. As I've stressed so many times, and it really is important, I think, to take this simply as a kind of law of nature, really. What we do to ourselves, we do to others. The way we view ourselves, we will view others. The way we view others, we will view ourselves. If we willfully judge ourselves, we will willfully judge others. If we willfully judge others, we will willfully judge ourselves. And we don't have any choice in this. The choice we have is not to willfully judge, willfully doubt. But if we get into that, we go down that pathway, we go very far down it at all, we flip right into really, really dangerous opposites. Here's another one, another little never. No matter what anyone does, no matter what we have ourselves done, never query the fundamental purity of intention of ourselves and others. Now that can be a really hard one when you consider how unkind we can be to ourselves and other people, how unkind other people can be to themselves and to other people. Yet, you know, each of these nevers asks you to really go inside yourself to a deeper place, the place of compassion within oneself, the place of wisdom within oneself, and really root oneself there, get oneself grounded there. And if we can do that, then we will see, we will look upon the world with the eyes of a Buddha, and we will see the heart of a Buddha. I'm not saying this is easy in many situations. Some situations it comes pretty easily. You don't have to work too hard to see Mother Teresa as being a mighty good woman. You see, very unselfish person. To see the fundamental underlying and admittedly deeply covered up purity of heart of Hitler, well, that's another matter altogether. And yet it's there. Just when a person gets sufficiently pained and confused, things can go in a terrible direction. And again, I do emphasize, if we query the fundamental purity of motive of other people, we will query it in ourselves. And if we query it in ourselves, we will query it in others. And again, this may begin with something relatively subtle, but it leads to ugly places. Ugly places in thought, in speech, and in action. One lets it go. Look with the eyes of a Buddha and we will see the heart of a Buddha. Here's another never. Never despair of the eventual triumph of good over evil. Our master expressed one of the laws of the universe as, without fail, evil is vanquished and good prevails. Another way to put this is that it's never the end of the story when it's very, very dark and gloomy and difficult. At that time, when it's dark and gloomy and everything's difficult, there can be a very strong pull indeed to look down and to despair. You know, what is the point? Things just won't work out. And it is important to recognize that that is despair. It may be true that things won't work out in the way that we think they ought to work out. But we are not God. In the long run, things will work out. In the long run, all the spiritual need that is out there, and granted, there's plenty of it. We're each lugging enough to be getting on with, all on our own. All that spiritual need is going to find its way to the help of the Eternal, in one way or another. And we can trust that with childlike trust. So here's probably my last never. You could probably go on with nevers forever, but I'd say never go on with nevers forever. And here's the most important of them all, I think. Never give up on the compassion of the Eternal. Never give up on the help that comes, that has come in the past, that is coming in the present, and that will come in the future to all of our pain and all of our confusion, all of our suffering. This one really includes all of the others in a way that no one can ever really understand intellectually, I don't believe. It's just something that one knows in one's deepest heart. One knows this. The help of the Eternal is there, was there, is there, always will be there. Our own ability at any one moment to see that depends on a number of things. It does depend always to some extent on the choice that we make right in this present moment, whether we're going to look up or down. So another way to put this, you know, very simply is, this particular never, is never really look down. Never willfully and deliberately look down. When you catch yourself, as we all do many times, starting to go in the direction of looking down, the direction of doubt and despair, recognize it. Yes, this is looking down. As soon as you catch it like that, you see it's really a shadow, not a reality. These mind shadows can present themselves in utterly convincing ways, and the more we run with them in our mind, the more convincing they become. However, they are unrealities, as our Master so often emphasized. They are unrealities. They are shadows. Do not breathe life into them. Do not act on the basis of them. And when inevitably, as being human, we all slip up, and we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, recognize, oops, got me that time. Make a new resolve to catch it next time and keep going. Just to keep going in the positive, upward-looking spiritual life. And the end is the way you fulfill these resolves. Homage to all the Buddhas in all the world. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all the world. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.